Sachin Tendulkar breaks the world record for most test centuries.
And that was square leg, that's 135th century for Sachin Tendulkar. And 22 years on from Sunil Gavaskar, he swings the Donald Bradman at this very ground. There's number 35 for Sachin. It's been a long wait since last December when he made number 34. Gets a big hug from Ganguly and the crowd. Everyone's on their feet, media, TV, cameramen, everyone literally is on their feet. But an evening and a day to remember for Indian cricketers that Sachin Tendulkar made century number 35.
Our top story, Sachin Tendulkar has broken the world record for the most test centuries. He scored his 35th hundred on the opening day of the second test between India and Sri Lanka in Delhi. Having chosen to bat, India closed on 245 for three. Tendulkar's unbeaten on exactly 100, with Sourav Ganguly 39 not out. Earlier, 69 for VVS Lakshman and 24 for the captain, Rahul Dravid. Dilip Ramachandran is covering the series for the BBC World Service. As he told Tracy Simpson, Tendulkar barely had time to reach his 100 before stumps were drawn.
The light was really fading and the umpires took him off as soon as he made that 100th run. It was a fabulous innings, really. So he paced himself really well. He started off pretty well and then went into a little shell as Murali and friends bowled really well. But he came out after tea, he just made 48 bad, and he came out after that and really imposed himself on the bowling and reached the second 15, just 65 balls. It was a very fine knock to watch and one that will give him immense satisfaction because it came in the face of some very good bowling.
And indeed, as you say, they've gone off now for bad lights. That's the end of the day's play. But it's left India in quite a good position after the first day, hasn't it?
It has. I mean, they had a slightly rocky start, losing a wicket in the first over and then having to open with Rahul Dravid because Virendra Sehwag was unwell. But after losing Dravid for 24, you had VVS Lakshman and Tendulkar put on 73 for the third wicket. And then now Ganguly and Tendulkar have added 112 unbroken. And it's been a vital partnership because another wicket at this stage would have put Sri Lanka right on top.
Until he scored his 50, and then I had to take the children to school. They had something which they had to attend in school, so I was with them in school. And suddenly when my phone started ringing and I started getting many messages, I sort of thought maybe he's got his 100. And I picked up one of the phones and I realized that he'd made his 100.
It's been a long time coming from him, of course, being out with injury for so long. Has it been something he's been really focused on, even when not playing cricket?
You mean, has he been focused on the century?
Yes.
Not really. I mean, Sachin is not one who thinks so much about records. His main thing when he was injured was to try and get back, you know, get back into complete fitness and then start playing again. That was his main aim. And the century bit, I think, only when people used to keep asking, so Sachin, we're waiting for your 35th hundred, that's when it would, you know, just play on his mind a bit. But that wasn't his main focus, I don't think.
How will he be feeling now that he's actually got there?
Obviously feeling thrilled. And I guess in some way a bit glad, you know, that he's got it. He doesn't have to listen to every single person ask him when is it coming. I'm sure he'll be really, really happy.
Is he one for celebrations? Will there be a big celebration tonight with his team? He's out there in Delhi.
I don't think so because he's batting. He still has to bat tomorrow, so I don't think there'll be much of a celebration. But when he comes back to Bombay, I think we'll have our own celebration.